Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
RadioAFS.com. It's the show that educates and not eradicates. Welcome to The Beating Drum, the premier Native American radio show that is preserving and restoring positive Native imagery and sports in the American mainstream. Call in at 646-668-8467 to talk with your host, Barbara and Steve.
What is going on? The Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. You got Farmer, you got Steve on this great Friday. How we doing tonight, Steve?
Hanging in there. It's a typical Friday. Not enough time to do all the things I need to get done and get back to work tomorrow.
My man, I definitely understand that. It's Steve's Sunday today. Where it's everyone else's Fridays, it's my Friday. Happy Friday to everyone that's on a normal work week, but whatever day it is for you, just make it a positive day, because only you can control how you feel about your particular day. You know, Steve, you know, us talking in the green room, I understand that you don't feel well, but you posted we're just going to cut right to the meat and taters. We're going to do about a 1 hour show or so. You posted, I believe it was on the 9th. So not too long ago, about a picture that you saw that was on your route about this Sioux chief. When you saw it and you posted it on the show's page, that picture there is just immaculate. And I just can't believe that there are people out there, you know, such as like the Not Your Mascot hate group and all the other cronies out there that are banding together to, you know, to eradicate these particular images. That by far is one hell of an image, sir.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. It's weird. I was actually getting ready to leave to head out to do some deliveries that morning. And as I was walking to my truck, one of the supervisors was like, "Hey, I need you to take this package. It's just one box." And so this other driver gives it to me, and I immediately like see the package. And I was like, "Well, that's really cool looking, you know?" So I get over to my truck and I'm like checking it out and I'm examining the box, you know, and I'm looking at all the different sides. And I was like, "Wow, there's, you know, two really good photos here. You know, photo opportunity." So I went ahead and put the package on my truck and went out and made my deliveries. And then when I got to where it was supposed to be delivered, which was to a construction site for a plumbing company, I got in the back of the truck and took a couple photos. And I was like, "I'm going to post those as soon as I get a chance." And that's what I did, you know. And it was cool because I've actually never heard of that company before. I didn't know that's what their boxes look like. You know, it's pretty cool. So I was pretty stoked on that.
No, most definitely. You know, I haven't had a chance to do research on this company, but I would, you know, like to reach out to them and you know, see, you know, just to hear about their story. Are they Native American or are they not? And in my mind, it doesn't matter, but it's just, you know, it's always nice to know and to use all that ink on their packages and to go in the detail that they did for that particular chief is a work of art.
Yeah, it's really cool because, I mean, you look at it and, you know, he looks like a very, very strong chief, and he's got a bunch of feathers in his headdress and tells you he's very accomplished as a leader of his tribe. And yeah, you could sit there and break down all the different elements in the illustration and what do they mean and what does it mean in relation to the company. And you know, there's some good things there to explore and examine, and we'll probably talk about those on my Monday night live video.
No, right on. yeah, you know, it just tells me that this particular company, you know, believes in their product, and that they're proud of their product. And it would be a shame that if the not your mascot people had their way, that this particular company would lose that name and that image.
Right.
You know, just sheer on them not liking it.
Well, I mean, you would hope that they wouldn't cave to them, that they tell them to basically, you know, get bent, because I'm sure they have some sort of a, you know, trademark or a copyright or trademark to that name. And, you know, it's probably protected, and I can imagine it's protected. So they don't have to appeal to them. You know, they could tell them, whatever, man, you don't like it, don't buy our products. If you're not a plumbing company, then you're not buying our products anyway. So get bent.
Most definitely. And you know, that's what these schools and companies need to do to these particular hate groups and tell them, hey, do you live here? Yes or no. If you don't live here, well then, you know, go take it up in a town where you actually live and where you actually, you know, that type of thing in my eyes. And when people go into these towns and into these schools and disrespect schools and people don't do anything about it, that right there kind of chaps my derriere. You know, there was a video that was surfacing, Steve, around, and I just couldn't believe that there was nobody in there that was, you know, telling these people, hey, you know, you're standing on something that, you know, that we believe in, and you're wiping your dirty shoes on, you know, on a picture or on a symbol that, you know, is honored here. And I just couldn't believe that they were just there filming. It just seems like, you know, people videoing fights and everything else like that, they just rather video it instead of standing up.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. It's one of those things that I see it one way and others don't necessarily agree with me, but you know, me as a person, I'm not going to allow somebody to come into my home or my dominion and disrespect us. You're not going to come in here and disrespect my home or, you know, my tradition or whatever it may be without me grabbing you by the neck and pulling you out, you know? So that's just not going to fly. And, you know, some people allow that stuff to happen because they're afraid of what could happen to them repercussion wise, or maybe they feel like the law is not on their side, or they don't want to be seen as that type of person. You know, they don't want to be compared to these paid protesters. But you know what? Sometimes you got to do the things that you're not comfortable doing to drive the point home. And unfortunately, that's the climate that we're seeing nowadays. So that's just the way it is.
And Steve, I agree with you. And, you know, by no means is myself, Steve, or the show saying, you know, you got to beat somebody up or anything else like that. That's not what we're saying. We're just saying do something about it. You know, start talking to these people. You know, you can move forward to them, and 98% of people will push back from their particular standpoint. You know, they'll, you know, people walk forward, people walk backwards, and then you gain, you know, what you're trying to protect. I guess that, you know, it was a video that it pissed me off, you know, to be very honest with you, Steve, to see these protesters, you know, walking all over something that, you know, would they walk over, you know, a Native American artifact, picture or something like that they believe in? And I would bet dollars to donuts, I would bet my entire work's wage for a year that they wouldn't do it.
Well, I mean, think of like this. In the dressing rooms for professional hockey teams, you know, at the NHL level, there's generally a symbol of that team on the floor in the, you know, in the dressing room. And the unwritten rule or the code of conduct is you don't step on that symbol. And a lot of people have been under extreme fire for doing so. There was a situation where Justin Bieber was at a Blackhawks game after they won the Stanley Cup last season. And he was at a game last season, not that the Blackhawks won last year, it was the Penguins. But the point is that he was stepping all over the Blackhawks symbol and logo to take a photo of the Stanley Cup. And he was, I mean, he got slayed on the internet for it. I mean, people just said some really, really horrible things to him, like about, you know, not being respectful and not understanding that you don't step on it. That's a big issue. It's no different here. And you can sit here and say, well, you know, we can't do this, we can't do that. That may be so, you know, if you put your hands on them, yes, the law is not going to protect you. But even still, you don't just allow them to come into your home and take over and dictate the pace and say, this is what we're going to do. And what really got me was at the very end of the video, you see the one guy like wiping his feet off on it. Like he was deliberately trying to scuff up the logo by, you know, wiping his shoes on it. And I thought, wow, what a arrogant jackass. That right there would have been enough to throw me into a rage.
You know, Steve, that's how I was too. It was almost as bad for me as the Monica Padula, not your mascot, hate person up there in Michigan. You know, it almost made me go live on our show's page, and usually when I go live, it's definitely not a pretty sight. It's not as well orchestrated or, you know, as you do on Monday nights. So I had to hold back, and I just wanted to bring that up here on the show, just because, you know, you definitely shouldn't let somebody in your own house, your own town, your own school, take over and disrespect you and disrespect your alumni and disrespect your town like that. You know, I guess that's just how I see it. You know, if anybody else has any comments on this particular thing, please give us a call, 646-668-8467. And we do actually have a caller from Turner's Falls. It's actually nice to see a caller from Turner's Falls after what's been going on over there. There's been some voting and non-binding votes. So we actually have Chris from Turner's Falls here live on the Beating Drum with Farmer and Steve on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. Chris, how are we doing tonight, brother?
Hey, gentlemen, I'm doing great. How about yourselves?
I'm surviving. I just wish Mother Nature would decide if it's spring, winter, or summer here in the great Northwest.
Well, tomorrow is prom day for our kids, and there's supposed to be a nor'easter headed our way, which will be rain, thankfully, and not snow. But my kid will be running around in her little dress with her umbrella and getting soaked like all the rest of the kids. So exciting time for us at our school, at least for that reason.
So most definitely, Chris.
Yeah. So we got a lot of stuff going on in Turner's Falls this coming week. As you guys just mentioned, we have a non-binding referendum vote coming up on Monday to decide the people's opinion on whether to do away with our longtime logo, longtime by meaning over 120 years. So we're going to take that vote on Monday, and I'm kind of anxious to see what the turnout is and what the opinion of the people is and how we come out. But one of the things I wanted to just really quickly touch on tonight that struck a chord with me over the last couple of months is the misconception that there is a difference between the respectful use of a Native American image and the disrespectful use of a Native American image as your logo. And that's one of the things that the social justice warriors, particularly in Massachusetts and in our area, I think are overlooking. And it's something that I learned from you folks, and it's something that I heard in the message that Miss Eunice has sent, you know, loud and clear to us for months and months and months, is that the respectful use of that image is, in fact, honoring Native Americans, and it's keeping, you know, their culture alive. It's keeping them vibrant. It's keeping them in our classrooms, and it's a great thing. And it's far different than the image that the social justice people want you to believe, and that is every Native American image is negative, and it's a bad thing, and it's racist, and, you know, all of the negative aspects of that part of the battle.
It's true.
Yeah, Chris, you know, I agree with you. Yeah, I've been kind of, you know, following your Turner, you know, save the Turner's Falls symbol and part of that particular group, and to see, you know, flyers being hand delivered. There's definitely money being put into you know, boycott the vote. I thought it was pretty taking a play on words off of yours, you know, which is overturn the vote. You know, it's just crazy for how much money these not your mascot hate groups are actually putting into Turner's Falls.
Absolutely. And, you know, I would tell you that from day one of the very first statements I made to our school committee was that this should go to what I thought would be a binding referendum. I've come to find out that the binding referendum was never going to be an option. So, you know, that's a learning curve for me. But that's one of the things that we said from the beginning is put it out to the people. And we have never said that we don't want everyone to vote. I want everybody in town to come out and vote. Give me your opinion. And quite honestly, I've told the radio, I've told TV, I've told newspapers, I've told our school committee, if it comes back and it's a landslide to change the logo to something else, I'll switch gears and I'll jump on board. If that's truly what the people want. Having said that, you know, we never got a voice, and the opinion has been one-sided. I'm sure you guys saw the things I've posted over the last couple of days, but I did a Freedom of Information Act request. I got the documents as they related to this particular issue from our superintendent, and I can show you, or you can go on our website, save the TF Indians logo. You can go on our website and read an email from one of the school committee members after the day after the very first meeting where she says that our logo is racist. So how impartial is that school committee member ever going to be if day one you're making that kind of statement?
Chris, I agree with you. I've, you know, like I said, I follow, excuse me, that particular page, you know, quite often, and you know, the beating drum shares from there, and you know, it's tough to change somebody's voice, you know, when they've already have, you know, their mind made up, and that's the shame, because they should be, you know, doing it for the people of Turner's Falls and the Gil Montague school district, not how they feel. And that's what these school board members, presidents, and selectmen and everything else like that, they need to look at it that way. They need to look at, they're the voice of the people. And if the people of Turner's Falls and the school board, you know, hopefully something is done after Monday, where, you know, the non-binding referendum says this is a landslide, you know, we'll just say it's 80-20, you know, for the, you know, for saving the name and keeping the name. I believe, Chris, that it's going to be higher than 80. I believe it's going to be on the national average of right around about 90% to a 10%. I just find that the Not Your Mascot hate groups or the social justice hate people are spending so much money on a non-binding referendum. I just find that it's odd to me, I guess.
Well, I think what's interesting about the non-binding referendum question and its importance to the social justice warriors and also our school committee members, who are firmly against our logo is that for the last 5 or 6 months, they've been trying to figure out what the angle is. You know, it's a non-binding referendum. So in their opinion, it has no merit. It holds no water. It doesn't change anything. And I keep saying, you know what, you might be right. Maybe it doesn't change anything, but we're still going to have a vote. So there's an angle there that they're trying to figure out, and there's an angle there that I'm not going to share with them. But there's definitely some merit to hearing from the people that elect you, the people that live in your town, the people that pay your taxes, the people that keep your school district going, are people that matter. You know, it's a school name. It's something that we've rallied around, but it's a community rallying point. You know, over 120 years of verifiable data. I can go back in the Springfield paper and I can pull out an article from 120 years ago that references the Indians of Turner's Falls. So it's part of the thread that binds our community together. So it's not something that we do take lightly. It really is important.
Oh, you know, Chris, most definitely. And, you know, another thing that this kind of tells me is that most of these social justice warriors, not your mascot people, do not actually live in the Gil Montague, you know, school district. So their only way to voice their opinion is by hand delivering these flyers. And I would have loved to live there in Turner's Falls and have one of them knock on my door and hand me that particular flyer. Oh, I would have loved every single minute of it, Chris.
Well, they didn't come and knock on my door, so imagine that.
I wonder why. I wonder why, sir.
Exactly. And we've had a lot of other interesting things going on in town with our school committee. And I think the other thing that's been really enlightening for the community as a whole, and that's, you know, the town of Montague, the town of Gill, who are voting members of our district, and the town of Irving, that's an associate member. It's kind of a weird relationship, but they're part of our family, but they sort of don't get a say in how we run. But regardless, it's really opened everybody's eyes. Everybody's starting to pay attention to what's going on in town, whether it's just the school committee and the way they operate, it's budget questions, and it's kind of morphed out to town politics so that we're all starting to take a peek at how our elective representatives are doing things for us. So it really has – it's been a good slap in the face for everybody to jump in. And I will tell you, out of my immediate group of close friends, we have it's either 6 or 7 candidates running for town meeting, which is a small-town form of government, if you guys aren't familiar with that. And we have a couple of really good candidates for the school committee, and we have an incumbent that's running for select board again. So we have a lot of positive energy jumping back into town, a lot of lifelong residents like myself that are jumping in and sticking their toe in the water to pay attention, to smarten themselves up, to, you know, pay back the community that's helped us out. I mean, I've been here all my life. I'm 50, born and bred here. And up until this year, I've always relied on somebody else to get into town politics and take care of me. So now I'm in a position where I can jump in and I can get into the town politics and take care of some other community members that can't.
Most definitely, Chris, and it's always not really a shame. Don't take that the wrong way. That it takes something of this magnitude for people like yourself and others to actually dive into, you know, their town's politics, because they thought that the people that were elected were looking out for their best interests. So what I have to tell to the school board there in Gill, be very, very vigilant of this particular non-binding referendum. Be very, very, you know, because if you've already voted and said we want to get rid of the Indian's name in our particular symbol, but when your town votes here on Monday and they vote in mass numbers to save the name and the image, you guys, every single one of you that voted against that particular name and image, I would assume your jobs are definitely on the chopping block, because the people who voted you in do not believe in what you believe in.
Exactly. And the interesting thing about that is, again, you know, we are a district, so multiple towns. In order for us to get the non-binding referendum question put on the ballot in those towns, we had to go before the select board in each one of those towns. Again, we're talking about small towns, not cities, like probably a lot of the listeners are from where you have a mayor. But in a small town, you go before the select board, you bring a petition, it's signed by residents, and they will put that non-binding question on at their discretion. So the interesting thing is that two of the three towns opted to put the non-binding question on without hesitation, and that would be Irving and the town of Montague. We went to the town of Gill, and I'm not a resident of the town of Gill, but I did go as support for a resident who happened to be a retired fire chief in that town. He brought the petition. He brought the signatures that were required, and lo and behold, their representatives from the school committee for the town of Gill showed up at that meeting and denounced allowing their voters, their registered voters in the town of Gill, to have a say. And it was a 2-to-1 vote that the selectmen in that town of Gill voted to basically quell the opinion of their people, which I think is really unfortunate, especially in the political turmoil that we're in as a country, where people want to be heard and things may not be going the way that you agree that they should be going with the people that you elected. You need to have a voice, and it's important to let people speak. And if you're not willing to do that, then I would say you're not democratic, I guess, to put it bluntly.
Well, yeah, Chris, definitely. You know, that's how I see it too. And, you know, it just shows that those particular selectmen are afraid that, you know, their voice isn't the voice of the people. And it really does. It, you know, the voice of the people matter. And here on Monday, we will soon find out that the voice of Turner's Falls is going to be 90%. Mark my words, 90% to keep the name and the image, Chris.
I'm hoping you're right. I'm going to be on pins and needles. You keep your eyes peeled tomorrow for the edition of the Recorder, which is Greenfield, Massachusetts newspaper. That's our local rag. We'll have something big coming out in the paper for you tomorrow. So keep your eyes peeled on that. You can get it online. It'll be pretty exciting and it'll be pretty in your face. But it'll send the message to the people that, you know, we're here and we're serious.
All right, Chris, I will definitely keep my eyes peeled out on that particular article. Is there anything else you want to say to the family and friends of the beating drum, sir?
No. I guess I got to get back to my kids' softball game, but it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. I would thank you very, very, very much for everything the beating drum family has done for us to date. I'm looking forward to a long relationship as we progress. Hopefully tomorrow or Monday will be the landslide, but I cannot say to anybody listening enough, if you need help, if you're going through this kind of situation, reach out to the Beating Drum. They have a huge network of great people. Miss Eunice is fantastic. Rocky's great. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. There's just so many people out there. So if you're in our boat, don't hesitate to reach out.
All right, Chris, again, thank you so much. And wish your daughter well there in her softball game, sir.
Sounds great, guys. Thank you very much. Have a great night.
You're very welcome. Take care, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Guys, that was Chris from Turner's Falls. It's a big weekend and a big Monday there in Turner's Falls, Steve.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be happening tomorrow night as I'm doing my video, so we'll see how that turns out. I probably won't know until after the video is over, but there's a few things about that. You know, there's a situation out there that I'll actually talk about on Monday. Things that, you know, they're just questions that you can kind of say, oh, that's kind of strange. You know, why is it that way? And just, it would be good for everybody to be able to see that and listen for me to be able to go over that and kind of analyze that a little bit. So that'll be good. That'll give me something to also talk about on my.
Oh, most definitely, Steve. And we'll be right back here after we pay a few bills here on the Beating Drum Radio Show on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. We'll be right back.
Now, a word from our sponsors.
Detroit Rock City Promotions. Everything you need for your party, wedding, show, or event. DJ services, tent setups, table and chairs, mobile stages, sound and lighting, photography, on-staff reverend. Book DRCP Army today at 810-627-9773. That number again is 810-627-9773. Or find us on the web at DetroitRockCityPromotions.com.
RadioAFS.com.
And now, back to the Beating Drum with Farmer and Steve.
Welcome back to the Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. You got Farmer, you got Steve. Steve, that song almost tricked me again. I was like, I'm going to wait because it sounded like it was ending. But I figured it was like, no, this is not a one-minute song, you know, that Steve puts in the studio. So I was like, it was trigger happy there for a split second, and then I heard the beat pick up. So, yeah. You can't yell at me again this week.
Not this week.
We'll see you about next week. And ladies and gentlemen, you can follow the Beating Drum on all our social media platforms. You can follow us on Facebook. Type in your search bar, the Beating Drum Radio Show, and give us a like there. I want to say the show has just reached over 2,400 followers. And for all 2,400 of you, we appreciate every single one of you that follow us. Now it's time to take the next step. Instead of liking, you know, now it's start to comment, call into the show, you know, let us know where you're from and what you're doing. And you know, definitely check us out on our Monday Night Live feeds from Steve. You can definitely follow us on Twitter. Same thing, type it in your search bar. The Beating Drum Radio Show, give us a follow. We'll follow you back. Or you can just do it the easy way, kind of how I like to do it. Just go into Google, type in the Beating Drum Radio Show, and you'll find us here on Blog Talk Radio. You'll also find us in podcast form on iTunes Radio. All those downloads are free for the Beating Drum Radio Show, which is awesome. And then just spread the word and let your family and friends know about the Beating Drum Radio Show, because I can say every day, it doesn't matter where I'm at or what I do, somebody asks me about the Beating Drum Radio Show because I either have a shirt or a hat. You can definitely find that on our website or on our Facebook page for where you can get your Beating Drum merchandise. And people are like, well, you don't talk about your merchandise that often. Well, no. You know, if people want it, they're going to buy it. It's not something that Steve or myself are making money off of. It's just to promote the show and to get the word out there. Right, Steve?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, people say, well, you know, you don't talk about the merch. It's because the merch is not the main focus. The merch is, it's a side note to the main story. And, you know, if the merch were more important, then yes, we would talk about it more often. But like we say, we're not getting money from that. The money that we make off of that goes back to the show, doesn't go to our pockets. My pockets are pretty bare right now. So, you know, it's all good, but it is worth checking out and buying a shirt or buying a hat, whatever it may be, even a small token. Maybe you buy some Christmas ornaments for your tree next Christmas or whatever it may be, but spread the word, because those things help. You know, it helps not to benefit our personal lives, our financial lives. I mean, it benefits the base for the show. It helps the show grow, expand, reach new audiences, and let people know that, hey, there are options for you here in your battles. And that's the bottom line.
You know, Steve, I agree with you. And opening day here for the Spokane Indians here is coming up very soon. And myself and the our old phone girl guy, the A-bomb, will actually be live at the home opener, the season opener here for the single A Spokane Indians. And going to be handing out some business cards to people and just to let them know what's going on. And, you know, because the people here in at least Washington or Spokane, Washington, that I've been talking to, they're like, well, this will never happen here. I'm like, well, it already has. It's happened statewide and everything else like that. So you always have to be vigilant. All because it's not happening around you, it's definitely happening. So, you know, we're going to be going to the home opener for the Spokane Indians this spring, and then come this winter We're also going to be going to the opening day or opening game for the Spokane Chiefs, the hockey team. So we're here, are going to be, you know, spreading the word of the Beating Drum radio show here in Spokane, Washington for the, you know, minor league teams, which are pretty soon, in my eyes, going to become under attack as much as the major teams and major businesses out there.
Yeah, I mean, everything at this point is accountable, or you know, every team finds themselves in an actionable position now. It's not just relative to only one type of a team or one level of team, you know, professional or AAA, whatever it is, but every team has a target on their back. Every single one of them is in the crosshairs. It's just a matter of time as to when the crosshairs point in your direction. So, you know, you have to be prepared and you have to know that this is coming for you at some point. You have to be ready for it.
Most definitely, Steve. And I can say that if the social justice hate groups or the Not Your Mascot hate groups and that type of thing want to show their dragon faces here in Spokane, they will definitely be greeted very well by one farmer and one A-bomb and everyone else that is willing to stand beside me, not behind me, but beside me, because we all are in this together. And don't let those select few people determine what is right and what is wrong in the world.
That would be a good opportunity for you to get Mr. Rocky down there.
Oh, most definitely. I can say, you know, we're still planning that particular meeting between Rocky and myself, but he does hydroplane races. And it's kind of the prime season right now for a hydroplane. So hopefully later this summer, myself and Rocky will meet up and sit down here in a park that's less than two blocks away from me, which is Chief Spokane. And I walk by there. I drive by there every day and I just say thank you. And people kind of look at me like I'm crazy, but it's a way for me to thank, you know, all my elders before I was even a twinkle in anybody's eyes and what made this country great.
It's true. Can't disagree with you.
You know, Steve, because we're eradicating so much of our country's history, and I'm sure you're going to bring this up on your Monday Night Live video. About the statues and everything else like that that's being removed in Louisiana and you know, about the Confederacy and all because you remove it, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't mean that it didn't happen. You're just making it so it could possibly happen again. And I know in my eyes, I never want to see that happen here ever. But for you social justice warriors that are trying to eradicate American history, you really need to think about what you're doing and the ramifications of what could possibly happen.
Well, the key word in what you just said there, which proves it will never happen, is the word think. They don't know how to think because they don't have a brain. They don't have any original thoughts that they've come up with on their own. Everything that they know, everything they think has been predetermined and indoctrinated into their brains. That's what happens when you have these Ivy League schools who, you know, are just breeding grounds for this liberal mentality. I mean, it really is that. They are liberal indoctrination centers. And that's not good. So these people think that they're doing something good by, you know, doing away with all these statues and things like that. It doesn't change anything. All it is just a pat on the back that you give yourself. And, you know, these mayors and whatever down in Louisiana, they're saying, oh, these statues are going to be moved to a warehouse and they're going to sit there until we can find a more appropriate place to put them. And I call BS right on the bat on off the bat. I'm like, they're not going to be put someplace appropriate. When they say move to, you know, someplace more appropriate, what they really mean is we're going to break them and dump them in a dumpster somewhere. That's what they're saying. You know, they're just not going to tell you that. You'll never see these statues again. They're not going to be put in a park. They're not going to be put in a government building. They're just going to be destroyed, plain and simple. And that's the absolute despicable type of people that are running the state of Louisiana, which is really, really disgusting. And Americans across the board should be outraged by this. It doesn't matter what color you are. You should be upset by this because it is absolute. You know, I don't even have the word to describe it. Like, my brain shuts down because I can't think of a word broad enough to elaborate on it. But it's sick. It's disgusting.
You know, Steve, I agree with you. And a good friend of mine, and we're kind of winding down the show, and this is what we do. If this is your first time listening to the Beating Drum, we do a warm up, then we get hot and heavy, and then we kind of, you know, do the pre, you know, whatever, you know, cool down motion. You know, Steve, and I can say that there was a good friend of mine that posted on Facebook a school back home in Grand Forks, North Dakota, where I was born and raised. It was the Wilder or the what was it? The West Warriors. And I messaged him, which is an elementary school back there in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And I'm like, I don't remember West being having a Native American name and or image. Granted, I was, you know, generally in elementary school when they eradicated all of the elementary schools and then worked towards the junior highs and then finally got to the high school. And then inevitably, all Native American schools in Grand Forks, North Dakota have been eradicated. He's like, yeah, man. And it was his shirt. And I'm like, dude, I didn't remember that. So for all you schools out there that are possibly going to lose your name, granted, I'm 38 years old. Okay. I was in elementary school, so many years ago. But when something is gone, you may feel right now that you're going to remember it. And this isn't back talking. This isn't bad talking you. This isn't bad talking your town. But there were a lot of people on this gentleman's post that said, oh my God, I didn't remember. I forgot about it. Oh my Lord. Why did we get rid of those? Was some of the other comments on this particular post. So it got me to really, really think about the history and about what people will let happen over a course of three decades. Just remember that if you so happen to lose your name, to lose your image to these social justice hate people, don't ever forget it. Always wear it and never let your children's children, grandkids, great grandkids, or whatever. When they go to that school, always remind them that that particular school was the Warriors, was the Indians, was the Redskins, or is still the Redskins. Always keep that fresh in their mind, because once you pass or once you leave that town, that history of that particular town goes with you. So just remember N7, seven generations. If you keep telling generation after generation after generation about the school's history, about the town's history, about the town's name, and why it's so important to you, you will never, ever lose anything in regards to that. I just thought it was – it made me really, really think, Steve, of how many people back home actually forgot that every single school in Grand Forks, North Dakota have now been eradicated of Native American imagery.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, which is asinine and stupid, but you know, it's what happens when normalcy happens again. And And like I said, it's not bad talking any town or any people, but you know, normalcy, you know, it happens, it changed, you're pissed off for a year, maybe 2 years. And then it just becomes normalcy. All that I'm asking you, don't let it become normalcy. That's all.
I'm not wired that way. I don't let things go. I hold on to grudges. I'll probably die with grudges on my back, and I'm okay with that. So,
right.
You know, I feel like if a team I support changes their name to appease these hate groups, then I'm done supporting that team, and I never will again. You'll never see another red cent of my money. Everything that I have from yours will probably get boxed and put away because I'm not going to support you anymore. You've blown it with me. You've blown my trust and my authentic nature to give to you 100%, you know, as far as my loyalty. I'm not willing to even stand by you and say, yes, I'm a fan of your team, because you basically spit in my face after the thousands upon thousands of dollars that I've shoveled to your team to buy your gear or whatever it may be. Nah, I'm not standing by you. And if you suffer for it and it ends up killing the team, then that's on you. That's not on me.
Right.
That's how I feel, though.
You know, Steve, and it's true, though. And you know, the next generations from now will never know, honestly, that these schools' names ever existed. You want to know why? Because they're not being educated about the history.
Of course
not. And then it just disappears. You know, Native American history will then just appear. And, you know, these social justice warriors and the Not Your Mascot hate people, they win.
Which, in the end, they actually are losing. Because
correct.
They're winning at losing, you know? That's the irony to it all. And maybe they're not. Maybe they're winning at winning because, like I've said before, they all hate the fact that they're Native American. They're ashamed and they're embarrassed by it. That's why they're racially profiling these teams and selectively targeting these teams to have them taken away and done away with. And they may get what they want, which is no one talks about Native Americans anymore. Well, then that's going to blow up in their face eventually, because when the government turns around and says, well, you know, we're going to basically take away your classification and you're no longer going to be Native Americans, you're just going to be Americans, all those things that natives are entitled to will be taken away also. Well, when that happens, what stops the government from coming in and going, oh, remember that land that we gave you for your reservation? Uh-huh. Remember that agreement that your tribe signed with us? Well, it's now null and void because you're no longer Native Americans. So you now have 30 days to vacate the premises. And that's what's going to happen. And they're just going to be thrown out into the world to fend for themselves. And you know what? If people are willing to sit by and allow that to happen because they're afraid of being called a racist or whatever, well, like I said, again, that's on you. That's not on me, because I'm here fighting for you. So these people need to stand up and start fighting for themselves and getting serious with it. Don't let these people win.
I agree. I agree 100%. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? It comes to my favorite time of the show, when I can kick back, put my feet up on the desk. Steve looks at me and yells at me after the show, which is fine. And then my mom comes down and yells at me because I'm in the basement. But
well, she brings you some
milk and cookies.
Yeah, that too.
Right. Even though I'm lactose and gluten intolerant, she's trying to kill me. ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. It's like a Monday night, but here on Friday night. Without further hesitation, without further ado, the man, the myth, the legend, here he is.
Now, with your final thoughts from Steve.
I don't know who he's talking about with the man part, because I'm a little boy now. You know, I'm no legend. I'm definitely not a myth. I'm real, unlike Bigfoot, which we haven't found yet. Really disappointed by that. You know, I had this idea kind of popped into my head earlier. And if the talking point is that Native American culture is so honorable and so sacred that we can't have teams or, you know, products named after Native culture or whatever it is related to Native identities, then if it's so sacred, why are they so willing to go out of their way to destroy it? And they say, well, our culture is, you're disrespecting us by having this team name. Well, you're disrespecting yourself by carrying on in the manner that you do, spreading hatred, creating dissension, division, lies, physically attacking people, threatening to burn down people's houses. All these things that they do, all these actions, those are despicable, disrespectful, dishonorable, unethical, and immoral. Those are the things that they say they're fighting against, yet they do those things repeatedly. And why is that? Why is it they just can't come and sit down and have an open discussion with the people and say, look, this is how we feel. We would rather you go about it this way. And the answer is because they don't have a leg to stand on. They know that sitting down at a table, having an open discussion, is not going to go in their favor because history and truth is not on their side. So what do? They resort to physical violence, which is a shallow, cheap tactic that shows exactly what is inside their chest, which is a black heart. They don't care about anybody. They say they're standing up for all natives, but they're really not. They're not even standing up for the people standing with them. They're only standing up for themselves, which is really pathetic and really sad when you think about it. I would say that I feel sorry for these people, but I really don't. So, you know, if the culture is so sacred and so honorable, why are these people not holding themselves to a higher level of standard? Why wouldn't they act a little bit better instead of acting like animals coming into some place and just absolutely disrespecting their ancestors up until this point and saying, you know what, everything you stood for, I'm now playing exactly into that hand. And I am the person that you basically talked about 70, 80 years ago. I'm that person now. I'm exactly what my tribe fought against. And these people should hang their heads in shame every morning. As soon as they get out of bed, they should say, you know what, I'm ashamed of the way that I act. But they don't. Instead, they say, I'm ashamed of my culture because Native Americans are weak. They've allowed white people to oppress them, which is a cop-out. It's just a deflection, and you want to place blame on somebody else for your own shortcomings. So the reality is that they can blame schools, blame professional sports teams, whatever you want to say. The blame lies with them and them only. It's squarely on their shoulders. We know that. All these schools know that. But nobody's willing to tell them that. So I'll be the one to tell you to your face, you're disgusting human beings and you should be ashamed of yourself. I hope you sleep well at night, because there are a lot of people in this world that just by you coming into their lives, now their nights are interrupted and they don't sleep well because they feel like they've lost something that's very important to them, and you snatch that away from them all to appease your little guilty conscience. That's really sad. All those people that listen to this, and I'm sure that there are a few right now listening because that's what they do, just know that I'm telling you exactly who you are and who you think you are not the same. Come see me on Monday. We'll have a nice discussion. Hopefully I'll feel a little bit better and I'll be a little more energetic, and then it'll be awesome. Hope to see you guys on Monday night.
Now, with your final thoughts from Farmer.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that was the man, the myth, the legend. That was Steve. We found Bigfoot. His name is Steve. Again, I'm always inspired by Steve's final thoughts. He always has great words of wisdom. And just like him, I would tell any single one of you social justice warriors, not your mascot, hate people, what you are directly to your face. I don't care how tall you are. I don't care how big you are. I don't care how many there are of you, because my voice matters. And the people that allow me to do this particular radio show would want me to. And the day that I meet any single one of you, not your mascot, hate people, just be prepared not to fight with fists, but to fight with words. And I will dispel any and all misinformation that you spew at me. The time you call me a racist, to the time you call me a bigot, to the time you call me, you know, a honky, all because I look white. So now you're racially profiling who's being the racist. I'm going to make you spin in your chair so fast that you're going to wish you never met me. Then I'm going to shake your hand because I'm a better person. Now, ladies and gentlemen of the Beating Drum Radio Show and every school out there that has been attacked by these Not Your Mascot hate group, the NAACP hate group, and anyone else out there, just remember to stand tall. Remember what you're there for. Even if you've lost your battle, or you may think you're losing your battle, only the weak fall back. Just keep pushing forward. And if they so happen to be disrespecting you, your town, your school, your sports team, or anything else, you need to let them know that that's not okay. Because if you give them an inch, they will take a mile. And that is where you lose this battle. If you're like, oh, it's okay, you can do this. They're like, oh, well, they don't care. They're only doing this because it's, you know, for whatever reasons. But when you stand up and you push back, it shows these Not Your Mascot hate groups that you mean business and that you actually believe in your symbol, that you actually believe that there's nothing but honor, integrity, dignity, and everything else that you believe in when it comes to that particular symbol and when it comes to that particular name. I do want to wish all the mothers out there, whether you're a biological mother, whether you're a foster mother, whether you're a stepmother or a dad, a single dad. I understand there's dad days, but you're playing both roles. I want to thank every single one of you out there for the moms out there. I personally want to thank my mom for everything that she's helped me with. And in the trying times that maybe some people know and maybe some people don't know, I owe a lot to my mom. So just remember, on Mother's Day and on every day should be a Mother's Day, because they're your parents and they taught you your values. Whether they taught you them good, bad, or indifferent, love them and love each other. The Beating Drum Radio Show is the premier Native American radio show in America that is preserving positive Native imagery in sports and mainstream. As many communities across this great country have been targeted by groups like the Not Your Mascot hate group, like the NAACP hate group, and many others, to change their names and icons of their beloved sports teams and also their businesses by falsely claiming that these names and images are racist, derogatory towards Native Americans. It is time we bring this fight to these groups and help communities by educating them with truth, as well as dispelling any and all misinformation being presented to them. But with that, they need their eyes opened. They need to have an open mind and open heart, because you can give everybody the proper information. Just depends on how they're willing to accept it. We at the Beating Drum Radio Show cannot do this alone. Like every week and every post, we're reaching out for help. We ask you to call in. We ask you to voice your opinion on all our social media platforms. Let your voice be heard. Do not sit on the sidelines. Do not sit on the couch. And do not let this time pass by. Like people in Grand Forks, North Dakota, who forgot the West Warriors even existed. Do not let that happen in your town. Do not let that happen in your community. And definitely, do not let that happen to your school. We need to educate, not eradicate. And in life and life itself, never back down.
Let's go. It's in the end, baby. Yeah, until the end, baby. Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah, now bang the drum like boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
RadioAFS.com.
It's the show that educates and not eradicates. It's The Beating Drum, the premier Native American radio show that is preserving and restoring positive Native imagery in sports and the American mainstream, with your host, Farmer and Steve. Listen to The Beating Drum online at blogtalkradio.com/radioAFS, Fridays, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.